呀，奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
今天晚上我们要讲走出人生的困局第二讲。
Today we will talk about getting out of life's predicament, session two.
脱离罪恶的捆锁。
To be freed from the bondage of sin.
昨天我们讲了人生的困局是什么。
Last night we talked about what is life's vanities.
还记得我们用一只田鼠被关在笼子里面的生活来形容人的一生吗？
And do you remember how we talked about life is like a hamster that is stuck on the wheel?
虽然里面有吃有住。
Even though inside the cage there are food and there's a living place.
他不担心什么的东西。
There's nothing for them to worry about.
但是他一辈子就在笼子里面。
But their entire life is inside the cage.
跑得很快，但是却去不了哪里。
They run very fast, but they're unable to go anywhere.
一生的连日都这样子白白的度过了。
The numbers of their lives are just lived this way.
我们的人一辈子就很忙。
All of our lives, we're very busy.
但是空空的来，将来必定要空空的走。
But empty-handed we go, empty-handed we come, and empty-handed we will go.
这就是一大困局。
This is a difficulty that we face.
另外一个困局呢，就是这只田鼠啊，它是没有自由的。
Another predicament that this hamster has is that it has no freedom.
它永远出不了，脱不离这个笼子。
It cannot escape the cage that it lives in.
它没有办法去自己想去的地方。
It cannot go where it wants to go.
那人的一生也是有个困局。
And in the life of a person, there's also this predicament.
就是我们人很难得到真正的自由。
Is that as people, we cannot truly have freedom.
忙忙碌碌一辈子。
You toil all your life.
你说我们人真的是自由吗？
You say, do we truly have freedom?
看起来好像在自由国家有自由。
Perhaps it may seem as if you have freedom in a free country.
其实在灵里面，我们没有一个人真正靠着自己能够达到自由。
But in the spirit, there is not a single person that can rely on themselves to obtain freedom.
我们想想人生的终局是什么。
If we think about what is the ultimate end of life.
我们请打开希伯来九章的二十七节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
希伯来书九章二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
九章二十七节。
Chapter 9, verse 27.
我们一起大声读。
Let's read it together loudly.
三。按着定命，人人都有一死，死后则有审判。这是圣经告诉我们千古不变的真理。
This is the truth that is said in the Bible from thousands of years.
它是按着定命啊。
As it is appointed.
这是没有人可以脱离的事实。
It is a truth that nobody can escape.
其中一个事实就是死亡。
One of the truth is that there is death.
这是一个人啊，无论你活多久，活多少岁。
Is that a person, no matter how long you live, how many years old you are?
你是君王或者是路边的乞丐。
Whether you are a king or a beggar on the side.
你有一天一定会死。
There will be one day where you will die.
这个是没有办法改变的事实。
This is a truth that nobody can change.
有人认为说，既然人生一辈子那么空虚，那么痛苦。
Some people think, since life is so full of toil and labor.
至少我们人死了那一天就解脱了嘛。
Then at least the day you die, you are freed.
如果你今天去到医院，去那些所谓的安宁病房，或者是 hospice 啊，就是临终的那些病房的病人。
If you were to visit a hospital or those that are hospice, those that are waiting to die.
他们知道自己不会得到医治。
They know that they cannot be cured.
他们很痛苦，每天都要打吗啡。
Every day they're in pain because they have to take painkillers.
如果你问他们，他们最想是什么？
And if you ask them, what do you want the most?
他们也许告诉你说，我最想就是不要再痛了，要死就死吧。
Perhaps they might say to you, I don't want to feel the pain anymore, I just want to die.
因为人都觉得说，死了就是解脱了。
And some people might think that to die is to be freed.
也许死了，肉体的痛苦得到解脱了。
Yes, perhaps to escape from this pain of the flesh is freedom.
但是圣经却告诉我们，死不是一种解脱。
But the Bible tells us that to die is not to escape.
因为死后要面对审判啊。
Because after this is judgment.
就是要面对神啊。
So you need to face God.
要对你一辈子所做过的事情要做一个交代。
You need to take responsibility for all the things that you have done in your life.
今天如果你开车不小心冲了红灯，超速了，拿了张罚单。
Today, if you were driving and you drive past a red light, you'll get a ticket.
你很不高兴啊，警察给你罚单啊。
You might not be happy because you got a ticket from the police.
你可以回家把它撕掉，丢垃圾桶。
You might go home and you could rip it up and throw it in the trash.
你可以把罚单就丢了，就没事吗？
And if you throw away this ticket, will it be all okay?
暂时不会有人找你。
Momentarily, no one will come to find you.
但是有一天还是会找上你的。
But there is one day where they'll still track you down.
等你需要办护照，等你需要移民，等你需要良民证的时候，你的记录就跑出来了。
When you need to apply for passport, when you need to apply for immigration, this will show up.
当法庭召唤你的时候，你不去是不行的。
If the court is to summon you, you have to go.
这个国家的前总统。
The previous president of this country.
啊，犯了法了，法庭要召唤他去，他也还是要乖乖飞回纽约啊。这个不是上礼拜的新闻吗？
He received the summon of the court, and so he needs to obediently fly back to New York.
没有一个人可以大到超过法律。
There is no one that is greater than the law.
啊，如果是这个法律是人定的，都那么大的权呢？
If this law is established by man, how great of the authority is it?
那更何况整个地球、整个天地万物有一个主宰。
And even more so, since the heavens and the earth has a master.
我们人死了之后，就要面对他的审判。
When we die, we have to face this judgment from him.
这可是一个很大的困局啊。
And so isn't this such a great predicament?
要怎么样面对啊？
How do you face this?
如果我们当然我们什么事情没有做错，一辈子都没有犯罪，当然就是没有困境。
If in our entire life we have done nothing wrong, then of course you might not have this predicament.
但是有一个人可以说，我一辈子从我出生那一刻到我死亡那一刻，从来没有做任何不好的事，没有违背过良心吗？
But is there a single person that can say that in my entire life I have not done anything that is against my conscience?
应该是不会有人敢这样讲。
And I perhaps probably not a person.
圣经告诉我们，如果你要怎么样走出这个困局呢？
Bible tells us how can you get out of this predicament?
靠自己没有办法。
You cannot do this by yourself.
你要回到圣经。
You need to come back to the Bible.
首先你要了解这个困局是什么。
First, you need to understand what is this predicament.
就是人的本质是被罪捆绑的。
Is the essence of a person is that they're bound by sin.
有一天你要面对这个结局。
There is one day where you need to face this ending.
我们看《传道书》七章的第一节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书七章的第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
啊。第一节跟第二节
，verse one and two，
我们一起读，一二三
，read it together。
名誉强如美好的膏油，人死的日子胜过人生的日子。第二，往朝上的家去，强如往宴乐的家去，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。啊，要脱离这个困局，你是要了解，有一天一定要面对死亡。
To escape from this predicament, you need to understand that one day you will face the end of life.
有两种状况呢，通常会把很多人聚在一起。
There's two occurrences where people are gathered together.
有一次亲人啊，朋友一定要给面子，一定要出席的。
The first is that the relatives have to show face and show up.
第一了，就是喜宴。
First is a wedding feast.
比如说有人结婚了。
Is that people get married?
再远的亲戚都要给个面子飞回来啊，做个红包啊。
No matter how far the relatives are, they have to fly and come back to give a red pocket.
好朋友也要飞过来啊，给你恭贺。
The friends have to come and to congratulate.
这个就是喜事。
This is a happy event.
大家都喜欢参加喜事。
Everyone likes to attend these happy events.
但是圣经说，有一件事情也会把人家聚在一起的。
But there's another thing that the Bible says that will gather people too.
但是一般人不是很喜欢去。
But it's one thing that people know do not like to go.
这是一非得要去就一定要去。
This is something you have to go to.
就是丧礼。
Which is a funeral.
大家很讨厌参加丧礼，但是又不能不去。
Everyone despises going to funerals, but you have to go.
因为丧礼是很伤心啊。
Because a funeral is something that is very sad.
有些人就很迷信啊，怕看到死人啊。
And it's also very,
superstitious 啊，
superstitious.
他们怕看到死人呢，会带来这个倒霉的运气。
They don't want to see a dead person because it may bring some unfortunate things.
但是圣经说，你必须要参加丧礼，你要常常参加丧礼，你要常常想参加丧礼。
But the Bible tells us that it is good to go to funerals, and you need to think often of this.
你参加丧礼的时候，要想象有一天我就躺在那边，别人参加我的丧礼。
When you attend the funeral, you might have to think that one day you may be the one laying there, and there are people that will attend your funeral.
你不是担心有多少人来参加你的丧礼。
You don't have to think about how many people will come to your funeral.
你是担心你死了之后，你怎么面对神？
You have to worry about when you die, how will you face God?
因为总有一天会面对神。
Because there will be one day where you have to face God.
我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
一二三，八章的第八节啊，传道书八章的八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 8.
一二三，无人有权力掌管生命，将生命留住；也无人有权力掌管死期，这仗征战。无人能免，邪恶也不能救那好行邪恶的人。这里告诉我们，人生会面对一场必输的征战。
Here tells us that everyone has to face this battle that you will lose.
一定输的，每一个人都一定输的。
It's a definite loss.
这个是什么？
What is this?
这个是生跟死的争战。
It is this battle between life and death.
我们这些人每天不是很努力要活着吗？
Every day we all work very hard to live.
你为什么早上起来要吃早餐，中午吃午餐，晚上吃晚餐，要喝水？
Why is it that you need to wake up in the morning to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and drink water?
因为你不想死嘛。
It's because you don't want to die.
如果你试试看，你三天不喝水，一个礼拜不吃饭。
If you tried this to not drink water for 3 days and you don't eat anything for 1 week,
会饿死啊。
You might starve to death.
或者是生病啊。
You might get sick.
为什么你要做运动，拍这里，捏那里？
Why is it that you have to exercise?
就是不想死嘛。
It's because you don't want to die.
人越老，就喜欢那个传那些什么保健的啦，捏哪里啦，搓哪里的啦，对不对？
And when people get older, they like to take supplements.
交换情报，什么保养品吃了会好一点呢？
They like to exchange with each other the information for what supplements to take so they can be.
就是我们想活一点，想活久一点。换句话来说，就是不想死。
In other words, it's to say that you don't want to die.
所以人活久了，就是会越看重这些东西。
So the longer person,
老人就会看重这种东西。
The longer a person lives, they might take importance in this.
但是就算你天天运动
，But if you were to exercise every day,
你几十样保养品天天啃。
You have so many supplements that you take every day.
全身的穴道，每人被你每天给你按摩。
And there's, you get a massage every day.
你有最好的保险，可以去看最好的专科。
You have the best insurance, and you can go see the best doctors.
请问你就可以不用死吗？
I ask you, can you avoid death?
不可能，顶多可能延长一下。
It's impossible. At the very most, you could prolong your life.
昨天我们讲过的，圣经讲了人的寿命没有增加过，三千年以来都是七八十岁。
The Bible says. That we read last night that the years of a person is 70 years, and this has not changed in the truth of 3,000 years.
今天我们很努力活下来了，但是总有一天你会输的。
Today we try very hard to live, but one day you will lose.
因为这个肉体的生命一定要结束的。
Because this physical life will definitely end.
哦，为什么这样？等一下我们解释。
Why do I say this? I will explain it later.
其实这是因为人犯了罪。
Because this is the sin of a person.
罪的结果就是死亡。
The result of sin is death.
所以这个肉体的生命一定会有结束的一天。
So this physical life that you have will definitely end one day.
昨天我们讲了亚历山大，他征服了欧亚非三洲。
Yesterday we said that Alexander the Great conquered Europe, Asia, and Africa.
32岁已经建立了马其顿帝国。
Within 32 years of his life, he conquered Macedonia.
但是他征服不了死亡啊。
But he was unable to overcome death.
他不能说我不死，我要找一个将军代替我死。
He cannot say, "I will not die. I'll ask a general to die for me."
他不能说我还没有做完我的工作，我晚两年才死。
He can't say, "I haven't finished my task. I'll die in 2 more years."
两分钟都不行。
2 minutes is not even.
所以这场征战无人可以避免。
So this is something that's inevitable.
好了，我们仔细看这句话，这里说好人坏人都不能避免。
Here it says that those that are good and those that are wicked will not be able to escape from this.
行邪恶的不能救那行邪恶的人。
And the wicked will not deliver those that are given to it.
你看那些大坏蛋，监牢里面的黑社会老大，或者是非常罪恶的人，他们权力很大。
When you see those really bad people, those are mafia boss or those that have a lot of authority over others.
或者是有些独裁者，他一辈子活着的时候，多大的权可以杀了几百万、几千万人 ？Dictator, some dictator.
Or there's dictators who might kill thousands and thousands of people.
但是他可以救那些行邪恶的人，他也可以救自己吗？
But can they deliver each other?
不能了。
They cannot.
那反过来说的，那好人呢？如果坏人应该死的话，好人应该不要死啊。
And if you turn it around, what about good people?
我们觉得说
Of course, naturally, bad people have to die.
但是问题是，你觉得这个是好人，或者是自己觉得是好人
？But this is something that you think a person is good.
那其实这个世界并没有真正绝对的好人。
But in this world, there is not an absolute good person.
只是相对哦，跟他比，我可能比较好。
It is just when you compare to others, perhaps you might be better.
但是呢，我并没有绝对的好。
But there is no absolute good.
啊，有人说了，这个每个人呢、啊，听说啊，临死之前呢，都会把自己的过去的一生啊，很快的这样子，会很快的闪过去，让你看到自己一辈子做了什么事。
So before a person dies, they might have a flashback of all the important events in their life.
有没有听过这个说法
？Have you ever heard of this?
就是死之前会看到自己很多的事情。
That before you die, you might have a flashback of all the things you might have done.
可能是包括自己做的不好的事。
Perhaps it might be a flashback of all the bad things you've done.
科学家现在证明这个说法是真的。
Scientists like they want to prove that this is something true.
因为他们把一些病人呢、啊、临死之前给他们做 CT scan 头脑里面的变化。
Because they have done a CT scan of those that are about to die.
他们发觉这有些病人快死之前几秒钟，头脑里面某一个部位记忆力的 人生大事情的记忆力放在那边的时候，那个部位闪得特别快，特别有电流在那边。
So through the CT scans that they have done of those that are about to die, the brainwaves detected in it's associated with these kind of
特别 active 啊，特别 active 啊。这证明他这真的是十几天几秒钟啊，所有的人生一辈子的东西全部闪过一次。
That in the moments before they die, all of their life has a flashback.
为什么会这样
？Why is it like that？
为什么他知道自己快死了？
How do they know that they're about to die?
或者是那个脑电波记忆重要的事情全部拿出来。
Or is it that they remember all the important things that they suddenly recall?
因为人有灵魂。
Because a person has a soul.
人知道要离开世界了，等一下就要面对神了。
A person knows that they're about to depart from the world, so they need to face God.
就好像你上法庭的时候，那个罚单拿在手上了，你就记起那一天你做了什么。你等一下说什么谎都好，那你自己做了什么，你自己知道。
Just like how when you have a summons to the court, you know exactly what you did wrong.
当你要编一个故事来骗法官的时候，其实你心底里面有另外一个真实的故事。
And when you start to think about what you can say that will be,
你不会忘记的。
That's a lie. Then you know in your heart that you have the truth.
你编的那个故事你会忘记，也叫你讲一次，重复两次、三次，你可能每次讲的都不一样。但是那个你真正做过的事情呢，你不会讲错的，因为你自己知道你做了什么。
In the story that you create and you make up, you might forget it if you repeat it once or twice or three times, but the truth is something that you will not forget.
因为人有良心啊，你做了一些违背良心的事情，你不用说了解很多圣经了，你做了一些违背良心的事，你就很不安。
Because a person has a conscience. It's not just by the Bible, but if you don't do something that's right, then your conscience will be against you.
好了，那为什么人会有死亡？
So why do we have death?
我们不能从医学的角度去解释。
We cannot explain death from the perspective of medicine.
我们要从属灵的角度来看这件事情。
We have to look at it from the perspective of the spiritual perspective.
死亡是怎么来的？
Where does death come from?
其实死亡独立它不存在的。
Because death does not exist without.
其实死亡的定义是什么？
What is the definition of death?
死亡的定义就是没有生命。
The definition of death is not to have life.
就是生命断绝了，没有生命了。
That life has been cut off.
那什么到底生命什么时候被断绝的呢
？So when was life cut off?
我们看创世纪的第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
十六节。
Verse 16.
二章十六节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 16.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
二章十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 16.
一二三。主神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃。”十七，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为吃的日子必定死。神把我们的始祖亚当夏娃放在美好的伊甸乐园里面。
God has put our ancestor Adam in this wonderful Garden of Eden.
只给他们一条命令。
Has given them only one commandment.
这条命令是最容易守的命令。
This is the most easiest commandment to
keep. 最简单、最清楚的命令。
It's the most simple and most clear.
就是你什么都可以吃。
Is that you can eat of anything.
但是有一棵树你不可以吃。
But there is one tree that you cannot eat of.
有人说了，为什么神要给这条命令？
So some people might say, why does God give this commandment?
如果不给这个命令，就没事了吗？
If he didn't give this commandment, then it'll be okay.
问题是这是神的花园呢，神的乐园呢，神想要给什么命令就给什么命令。
But the problem is, this is the paradise garden that God has created. So whatever God wants to do, he can do.
就好像你去公司上班，你不能说为什么这个规定。
Just like if you go to a company and you work, you need to say, why are there these policies?
这是人家的公司，不是你开的公司。
This is a company that someone else owns, is not yours.
你只能去遵守，因为人家有主权。
You can only keep it because other people have authority.
所以神已经很仁慈了，就是说你什么都可以吃，什么水果都可以吃，但是有一棵树你不可以吃。
So God is already very merciful for allowing them to eat whatever they want.
不是这一棵树有毒，也不是特别难吃。
It isn't to say that this tree has any poison or that it's not very good to eat.
这条命令就要分出人跟神的不一样。
This commandment is what differentiates the difference between a man and God.
那其实人跟神是很像的。
In truth, man and God is very similar.
因为圣经说人是用神的形象造出来的。
Because the Bible tells us that man is created in the image of God.
就是里面的特性啊，很像。
It's that the inner essence is very similar.
也有智慧。
There is wisdom.
也有自由意志。
There's also self-will.
但是神跟人之间要有一道分隔的。
But there is something that differentiates God and man.
就是人怎么样聪明，人怎么样有主权、有智慧，但是都不能越过神的话。
No matter how wise, how smart a person is, it does not supersede that of God.
你是住在神创造的天地，你要听神的。
You are living in the heaven and earth that God has created. You have to
listen to
God.
这个最简单的命令就是要试试看你们听不听。
The most easiest commandment is to give to you to see if you will listen.
那你不是没食物吃啊？
It isn't that you have nothing to eat.
你什么都可以吃，但是只有这一棵你就不能吃。
There's of every tree that they can eat except one.
你吃了一定死。
For in the day that they eat it, they shall surely die.
因为你一吃了，你就对神违背了，你就是不要听神的话，你要自己做主了嘛。
For if you eat of it, then you disobey God and you want to be of your own.
就是等于你大过神呢。
It means that you're greater than God.
那你违背神的命令了，那神的生命就不能再给你了，就断绝了。
When you disobey God's command, then you are cutting yourself off from God.
那神已经警告亚当夏娃了。
God had already warned the Adam and Eve.
就神造他们，希望他们要听他的命令，就会好好的活在伊甸乐园里面，多久都可以。
And God created them so that they can live in the Garden of Eden however long they want.
但是人就是不听。
But the man does not listen.
对的，人很反叛的啊。
And man is very rebellious.
如果告诉你说这里每一瓶你都可以拿，但是有一瓶你不能拿，你心里面最想拿哪一瓶？
And if I tell you there's so many bottles and there's only one bottle,
你想哪一瓶？你想想看，你今天不要说伊甸园了，今天就好了。
Which one do you want to take? Of course, it's the one you can.
这里有很多本书你都可以看，但是有一本书你千万不要打开。
There's so many books for you to read, and there's only one book you cannot read. Which one would you?
请问你想看哪一本书？你一定什么都不看，我就去找那一本。
And of course, you will not read any of the other books that you can read.
人就是这种反叛的这种个性。
And man has this nature of rebellion.
再加上如果遇到引诱的话。
And if you add on top of it this temptation.
所以亚当夏娃就犯了罪了。
So Adam and Eve sinned.
就是吃了这个善恶果了。
They ate of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
不该他有的欲望，不该他拿的，不该他放嘴巴的，他就拿了。
It is this desire that they should not have, this desire to take that they should not have taken.
这个只是犯罪的开始而已。
This is the beginning of sin.
所以什么叫罪？
So what is sin?
在罪的这个原文的这个字啊，就是没有达到标准的意思。
And the original meaning of the word sin is to miss the mark.
就好像我们射箭啊，你一定有一个红心，你要对着射啊。
When you shoot an arrow, there is a target.
你没有射到红心，你射到旁边，射到地上。
And if you don't shoot it to the center of the target, then you shoot it to the ground.
原来罪这个意思，这个原来的意思就是没有达到神的标准。
This is what is the meaning of sin, and that you have missed the mark of God.
不是你的标准啊，不是你的标
准。
我们人呢，就是常常不认自己是罪人。
As men, sometimes we do not acknowledge that we are sinners.
为什么基督教那么难传？
Why is it that it's really hard to preach the gospel?
为什么现在要叫人家听福音来教会那么难？
Why is it so hard for other people to listen to the gospel these days?
因为现在大家不承认我是个罪人。
Because people do not acknowledge that they're sinners.
我们觉得自己都很好。
We feel that we are very good.
因为我们用自己的标准来看自己，当然好啊。
We use our own standard, and we feel that we are very good.
我去射箭，我喜欢射哪里就射哪里。
When I want to shoot the arrow, I can shoot it wherever I want.
你明明射不准，你又说我就喜欢射那个空气，我喜欢射空气。
It's very obvious that you're not on target. You just want to shoot in the air.
哎，不是用你的标准。
It's not using your standard.
我们用圣经的标准。
We have to use the standard of the Bible.
我们看罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马的三章啊，二十三节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
这些经节都非常重要。
These are very important.
哦，我们一起读啊，三章二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23.
一二三，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。这里圣经讲得很清楚。
Here the Bible says it very clearly.
世人就是不管你是美国人、非洲人，有读书的、没读书的。
And when it talks aboutAll men, all it doesn't matter what race you are or if you're educated or not.
不管你是皇帝、贵族还是贩夫走卒。
It doesn't matter if you're of royal status or those that are common.
世人全部在神的眼中是犯了罪了。
And for all have sinned and fall short of the Lord.
从亚当开始，这个罪就进入了世界。
Starting from Adam and this sin has entered the world.
那你说有吗？我没有犯法啊。
And you might say, how can this be? I've done nothing wrong.
好，地上的法律我们来讲一讲。
And let's talk about the law of this world.
地上的法律有一个特点。
The laws of this world, there's something unique about it.
第一呢，它是一直在修改的，没有什么绝对标准。
First is that it constantly changes. There's no absolute.
比如说五十年前的美国，有一些事情是非法的。
For example, 50 years ago, there was something that was legal in
the US. 比如说五十年前，同性恋是非法的，不能结婚的。
For example, 50 years ago, homosexuality was illegal in the US, and you could not get married.
人的法律呢，就是只要大家同意，都可以去改的。
But the law of man, as long as people agreed, then you can adjust and change it.
现在美国大部分的州都已经改了这个婚姻法律了，同性也可以结婚了。
And now in the U.S., it's legal to marry if you're homosexual.
但是我们知道啊，如果神的话是真理，有一样东西是叫做真理。真理的特性就是不会随着时间而改的。
But the truth of God does not change with time.
也不会随着时间地点而改了。
It does not change with time or location.
啊，那神的法律，神的律法就是这样，不会随着时间而改。如果以前是这样，现在也是这样。
The law of God is that it has not changed in the past, and it will not change until now.
人的法律呢，有另外一个特性，就是相对的，不同国家有不同的法律。
Another thing about human law is that it's an opposition of each other. Different countries have different laws.
啊 ，relative 的，是相对的。这个国家。非法，这是这个国家是很合法的。
It may be legal in one country, but illegal in another.
啊，今天这两天呢，上面传道带我去访问，经过还给我看，你看那个 cannabis 那个大麻店在这边附近啊。
So Preacher Samuel has been taking me out for visitations, and he points out to me, look at the cannabis store.
我们加拿大这个是带头带坏啊，哦，其实很多人之前已经合法了。
And so Canada is a great leader, and they like to.
哎呀，这个。
It's been legal for many, many years.
但是在中国，这个是非法的。
But in China, this is illegal.
在新加坡也是非法的。
It's illegal in Singapore.
啊，前两天有一个人偷运了2公斤的大麻去新加坡，准备要被吊死了，准备要下死刑了。
And a couple of days ago, someone tried to bring cannabis into Singapore, and then they were caught, and then now.
2 kilo 而已啊，2公斤啊，一点点而已啊。
It was just 2 kilograms.
好了。那这个国家合法，这个国家是非法，那谁是对，谁是错
？So one country is legal and another country is illegal. So who is right?
所以人的标准是相对的。
So the standards of men are in opposition to each other.
但是我们要看超过人的地理跟国家。
It's relative to each other.
如果这个世界是神造的
，But if this world is created by God.
如果这个宇宙的万物有一位神
，If this heavens and earth has a creator.
我们昨天也证明了人的空虚来自于。没有被神满足。
That the vanity of a person cannot be fulfilled by God.
所以神是存在的。
So God does exist.
那他的法律是什么
？So what is his law?
他的法律应该是超越一些国界文化的标准，以神的绝对的标准。
And the law that God has is absolute. It supersedes those of man.
所以什么叫罪
？So what is sin?
这里有一个定义。
There's a definition.
大家读一次后面那句话啊，一二三，亏缺了神的荣耀。犯罪就是你没有把神造你的目的显现出来，这个就是罪。
And so when you fall short of God's glory, is you do not do according to what you're created by the purpose of God.
没有把神的荣耀反映出来啊。
You have not shown the glory of God.
我们看月亮，为什么月亮会亮
？When you look at the moon, why is it bright?
不是月亮自己会烧会发亮。
It isn't the moon itself that's bright.
而是它反映了太阳的光。
It reflects the light from the sun.
那一个月有几天呢？这个月亮是完全没有反映太阳的光的，但是它月亮还是存在。
And so once a month there are times when the moon does not reflect any of the light, but the sun still exists.
但是它那一天就没有用了，它就挂在天上都是黑的。
But it still, it does not use the light. It just hangs in the sky.
神造人，希望透过每一个人反映出神是多么的美好。
God has created man so that they can reflect the wonderfulness of God.
又有圣洁，又有爱，又有真理。
God is holy.
又有仁义。
God is merciful.
又有圣洁。
God is holy.
圣经说啊，神的形象就是真理的仁义，还有圣洁。
And so, the Bible says that God is holy and pure.
那我们这些人如果反映不出来神的荣耀
，If we cannot reflect the glory of God，
你看一个人如果整天拿着大麻这边抽啊，然后一边喷那些酸的烟出来啊，这个反映神的荣耀出来吗
？If a person takes cannabis and smokes it, and how can this reflect the glory of God？
一个人如果随着自己的情欲而行事，会反映神的荣耀出来吗
？When a person lives according to their own desires, can that reflect the glory of God？
所以虽然我们大部分人说啊，我没有犯法
，Even though。Most people say I have not broken any laws.
但其实我们是不是罪人
？But are we sinners?
我们先想想看监牢里面。
And do we need to go to prison?
你不要说外面的人，那监牢里面都好，有人有这样说话，在监牢里面最多人说的一句话是什么
？Let's not talk about those that are outside, but those in prison. What is the most commonly said thing?
在监牢里面最常一句话就是我是无辜的，我不应该进来的。
Those that are in prison often say, "I am innocent. I should not be here."
对，每一个监牢里面的都说我是无辜的，我不应该进来，不应该判我进来。
Everyone in prison will say, "I am innocent. I should not have been deemed to come in here."
好了，那我们这些在监牢外面的，我们就很好吗
？So what about those that are outside? Are we very good?
没有错，我们可能没有犯美国的法律。
It is true that we might not break the American law.
也有可能我们有犯法，只是没有被抓到而已。
It could be that you break the law, but you have not been caught.
你有没有超速过？有没有超速
？Have you ever
天天都超速了？对不对？
Speed,
50你开55你不能说我只开多5而已啊。
Do you drive past the legal speed limit?
你有超速啊，你也是犯法。
只是人家
没有抓到你而已。
If you have sped past the speed limit, then you have broken the law.
这个地方不可以停车的，但是你的车为什么被拖？没有被拖走。
You can not park here, but why is that your car has not been towed?
没有被抓到而已嘛。
You have not been caught.
所以我们没有被抓到，不代表我们真的是什么都做得很好。
If you have not been caught, that doesn't mean that everything you do is good.
好，那么圣经把人的亏欠讲得很清楚。
And the Bible describes this.The sin of man very clearly.
我们用圣经的定义来比一比我们自己的行为。
Let's look at the Bible's definition of our own actions.
好，圣经里面有十条诫命是神颁布给所有人，全人类每一个人都要去遵守的。
There is the commandment of ten commandments that God has given that everyone has to keep.
好了，那但是我们真的有真的去守吗？
Have we truly kept it?
我们来看看主耶稣给我们的反思，来思考一下。
Let's look upon the reflection that Lord Jesus Christ wants, has given us.
我们看马太福音五章二十一节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5 verse 11.
我们看五章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 21.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
一二三，你们听见有吩咐古人的话说，不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。二十二节。
Verse 22,
只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判；凡骂弟兄是拉加的，难免公会的审判；凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱的火。这里主耶稣讲什么
？Here, what does Jesus say?
我们看这个十条诫命，不可以杀人。
Ten commandments, you cannot murder.
这个很清楚啊，认为生命的主权是属于神的，不是你的。
This is very clear because authority over life belongs to God. It does not belong to you.
你不可以去拿别人的生命结束。
You cannot end the life.
这个法律上面，美国的法律也一样，也有这样讲这一条。
This is the law in America here as well.
但是问题是，其实这个法律，这个神的诫命的标准是什么？
But what is the standard of God's commandment?
其实里面是告诉你说，连恨人呢，连骂人呢都不可以，动怒的都不可以。
That you should not even hate others or have fury towards those and curse those.
如果你对这个人很生气
，If you are very angry at a person,
你没有控制你这个生气
，If you have not controlled your anger,
到最后你就会发出一种恨，就是很讨厌他。
In the end, you might produce this hatred that you have.
如果再加上那个环境又很热，又很血压又高，然后你就很生气，可能就要拿拳头就要打人了。
And if the environment is very hot and you have very high blood pressure, you might actually take action and hit people.
如果身上刚好有一把刀、一把枪，
and if you
可能他就杀了人。
Have a weapon on you, or for example, a knife or a gun, then you might kill people.
哇，纽约这边我看开车很危险的，我们在乡下地方来的，都不太敢在美国这边、纽约这边开车啊。
I see that in New York City, it's very dangerous to drive for those of us that are from the countryside. It's very shocking.
现在天气还不是太热，听说这个夏天很热的时候啊，大家如果擦脏一下。就是有一些可能就会在车上就骂脏话了。
And so I believe that the summer here is very hot, and so it might be that when it's very heated, you might get into you might curse people when you're driving.
有一些人呢，这可能就抢停车位就打架起来了。
And there's people that fight over a parking spot.
好了，那我们想想我们自己，我们没有错，没有拿刀，没有拿枪杀人。
So let's think about ourselves. Of course, we have not taken up a knife or a gun.
但是你有没有骂过人？
But have you ever cursed at others?
天天都在骂人呢，只是骂人的时候可能隔壁没人听到而已。
You might be cursing people, but your neighbor does not hear you.
有时候被人家切到你的线，你就骂了，开始哒哒哒哒哒哒，前面那个人。
And if people were to cut you off when you're driving, you might actually curse at them.
有时候很生气。
You might get very angry.
有时候杀人不用刀啊，用嘴巴。
Sometimes to kill a person, you don't need a knife. You might just use your words.
有时候我们对身边的亲人啊，嘴讲话很不客气。
Sometimes with the people that are around us, that are close to us, we're very not filtered when we speak.
你看主耶稣这里怎么说
？What does Jesus say here?
骂人是垃圾，垃圾就是废物。你骂人家是垃圾了，废物了。
And when you you call them raka.
骂这个不能逃避审判吗？
They shall be, they cannot escape judgment.
下次如果骂人家废物的话，小心啊。
And so, if you were to call someone raka,
如果你常常骂别人废物的话，主耶稣就把你当废物了。
If you were to call someone a fool, then the Lord would treat you as a fool.
再来，你骂人家是魔力，魔力就是笨蛋。
If you were to call someone a fool, it means they're very.
有没有骂过别人笨蛋？今天有没有骂过？有了，心里面有骂别人呢、这个笨蛋怎么这样子
？And you might say, "Oh, you are a fool."
对不对？我们都，你看，不用拿刀去杀人了，嘴巴就常常杀人。
You don't need a knife to kill people. You kill people with your words.
圣经说啊，主耶稣说啊，到审判的时候是拿我们的嘴巴所说的话定我们有罪。
The Bible tells us that on the day of judgment, your everything that has passed your lips will be used to deem your.
神的标准是很高的。
The standard of God is very high.
再来看二十七节，五章二十七节。
Let's also read verse 27, chapter 5, verse 27.
一二三。
你们听见有话说，不可奸淫。
二十八节。只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里就与她犯奸淫。十条诫命里要讲，不可以犯奸淫。
Ten Commandments also says you shall not commit adultery.
这是除了配偶之外，不可以跟任何人发生任何的形式的性行为。
Of course, aside from your own spouse, you cannot have any sexual conduct with others.
但是现在这个社会呢
？But what about our society now?
根本没有任何道德。
There is no morals.
以前要找人发生一夜情啊，随便的关系，你还要去酒吧请人家喝一杯酒，还要聊个几个小时。
In the past, if you wanted to have extramarital affairs at night, you have to go to a bar.
Casual sex, 那么是 casual sex. 现在呢，手机拿出来滑一滑，就挑一个人，就去开房间了。
And so nowadays, you could just take up your phone and open an app, and you can swipe and find someone.
这个是淫乱的社会啊！美国这是个非常淫乱的社会。
This is a very sexual immoral society.
不单是美国啊，全世界都被美国的风潮影响。
It isn't just America, but the whole world that is influenced by American society.
你可能说我没有做过这种事啊，我没有做过对不起我太太的事。
And a person might say, I have not done any of these things that are against that I need to apologize to my wife for.
但是主耶稣讲二十八节。
But Jesus says in verse 28,
你看到一个妇女动了淫念，就动了这种性的欲望的时候
，that if you look at a woman with lust,
你心里面已经跟她犯奸淫
，you have already committed adultery in your heart.
今天多少人被网络、手机里面的、电脑里面的色情网站所捆绑住了
？And how many people today are bound and ensnared by these
pornography
online?
因为现在的很隐秘啊，你自己有手机，自己有 iPad， 有电脑，没有人看到你看过什么。
And because everything is so secretive these days, because you have your own phone, nobody can see what you're doing.
有结婚的，没结婚的，躲在厕所看，躲在房间看，手机里面随时看。
Those that are married and those that are unmarried, they might hide in the bathroom to watch.
这个太恐怖，这个社会，这个罪啊，把人家绑住啊。
This is so scary because sin has bound a person.
有新闻报道，尤其是疫情期间，色情网站的使用。大量的增加。
There's a research that during COVID, that pornographic websites were greatly used during this time.
这个就是犯了罪了，犯了第七戒。
And this is to commit the seventh commandment.
虽然这个社会上没有说犯奸淫是犯法，没有说看色情是犯法。
Even though in our society, it doesn't say that it is illegal to watch porn.
但是在神的眼中，这个是没有办法反映神的形象。神的形象是圣洁的，是忠诚的。
But in the eyes of God, this is not something that reflects the glory of God and not holy or pure.
再来，我们看主耶稣怎么讲。
Let's also continue to see what Jesus says.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
一二三，三十三节。
Verse 33.
你们又听见有吩咐古人的说，不可背弃所喜的事，总要向主谨守。主耶稣讲到有关于另外一条诫命，就是第九条。
Here is regarding another commandment, which is the ninth commandment.
就是不可以做假见证，陷害人，不可以随便起誓。
You shall not bear false testimony.
因为以前的法律都是要靠别人做见证来断定是非。
Because in the past, you needed the testimony of others in order to deem what is right and wrong.
但是神的要求是什么
？But what is the requirement of God?
不单只是你去法庭不能随便乱起誓而已啊。
Not only do you not tell lies in court.
你生活当中不应该说谎的。
In your daily life, you should not be telling lies.
哦，我们看这个第三十七节。
Let's also read verse 37.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
一二三，你们的话是就是说，
no,
不是就说不是。若再多说，就是出于那恶者。所以说这里讲得很清楚啊。
So here Jesus says it very clearly.
你的话是就是。
That your yes be yes.
不是就是不是。
Then your no be no.
你不能说哎呀是了，但是又不是。
And you can't say that yes is no.
没有说啊，我讲个 white lie 白色谎言呐、啊，白色谎言不是谎言呐、啊。
And you cannot say.
没有这样讲啦，你自己骗自己。
You cannot say that I'll tell a white lie because a white lie is not a lie.
是就是，不是就不是。
Let your yes be yes and a no be no.
再啰啰嗦嗦，再来骗来骗去，就是出于魔鬼，魔鬼就是恶者啊。
And everything that comes that is more than these is from the evil one, which is Satan.
你看，今天我们从醒过来那一刻到晚上睡觉，一天说了多少谎
？From the moment you wake up in the morning to the time you go to sleep, how many lies do you tell?
当然，有些是大谎了，有些是小谎了。
And so there are big lies and small lies.
人问你 ，How are you? Oh, very good. 其实根本都 not good. 你要说 How good? good 在哪里？根本就不 good 嘛。
So when people ask you,
good, good, good,
when people ask you how are you, you say you're good. You might not be good, but this is a lie.
你同事问他我穿这样好不好看？你心里想说丑死了，但是哇，很好看的。
Your colleague might ask you, is what I'm wearing very good? And you might think it's very ugly, but you tell them that it looks very good.
尤其是你要讨好的人，那客户啦、老板啦，哇，这讲很多啊。
Especially if it's a boss.
对不对？你卖那个产品明明都知道是垃圾，哇，这个好，这个好，你一定要买。
If you need to sell a product, you think that this is trash, but you have to sell it.
对不对？我们天天都在说谎。
And so we are lying daily.
有一个老师啊，打电话给一个学生。
There is a teacher who gave the phone.
因为这个学生学校表现不好。
They called the parents of the student because the student is misbehaving.
老师打电话，哎，学生在接电话。
And the teacher called the student and the student picked up the
phone. 某某学生，我要跟你爸爸讲话。
And they say, student, I want to talk to your parent.
哇，学生很害怕。
And the student is very scared.
哇，那停了一下，停了一下，你等我一下啊。
And after a pause, they say, please wait for me.
结果呢，过了五秒钟就回来了。
And then 5 minutes later, they came back.
老师，老师，爸爸说他不在家里啊。
Teacher, my dad says he's not at home.
老师奇怪啊，爸爸说他不在家里啊。
And the teacher says it's very strange. How can the dad say he's not home?
哦，为什么？因为爸爸也想说谎啊，不想听啊。
And so it's because the father likes to lie and he does not want to
hear. 孩子也在说谎啊。
And the children lie too.
哎呀，没救了。
So there's no help.
为什么？我们都是这样啊。骗来骗去，这个世界不是骗来骗去吗？
Because we're just like this, this world is one that lies to each other.
我们在座有谁没有说过谎的？举手一下。
Is there anyone of us here who has not told a lie?
统计一下谁没有说过谎。
We need to do a survey.
没人敢举手。
If you have not lied, please raise your hand.
我也不敢举手。
I do not dare to raise my
hand
either.
因为你一举手又多说一个谎了。
Because if you raise your hand, then you tell another lie.
对不对？我们都是罪人啊，你说你没有捉奸脑，大家同意你是个良好的公民。
And we are all sinners because if you say you have not gone to prison, they think that you're a good person.
但是如果一个人敢说我从出生那一刻，从我会讲话开始，没有说过一个谎，没有违背一次良心，没有做过一件不好的事。
But if a person is able to say from the moment they're born that they have not told a lie, they have not done anything that is against their conscience.
那这个就很有趣了。
Then this person is very interesting.
只有两个可能。
There are only two possibilities.
第一就是这个人是神。
First is that this person is God.
因为只有神是完全没有罪。
Because only God is completely sinless.
这是第一个可能。
This is the first possibility.
第二个可能就是他在说谎了。
The second possibility is that they're lying.
怎么可能没有人犯罪？
How can you not sin?
你再好，你也不可能完全绝对是一个没有罪的人。
No matter how good you are, it is impossible to be a complete.
所以第二个可能就是你是个罪人，还有你在说谎。
Second possibility is that you are a sinner and that you are telling a lie.
好了，那第一个可能高还是第二个可能高？
So is that which possibility is higher?
当然不可能第一个啊，你怎么可能是神？
Of course, it is not the first possibility. How can you be God?
这一定是第二个啊，你有罪，但是你不承认。
It is definitely the second one. You are a sinner, but you do not acknowledge.
有一种动物叫鸵鸟啊，鸵鸟，我们听过吗？
There's an animal called an emu, ostrich.
Ostrich 啊，鸵鸟是什么？看到危险来了，不想看，把头就埋在沙土里面。
When the ostrich sees danger coming, they'll dig their head in the ground.
我看不见，所以没有事。
They want to not see the danger that's coming.
是不是？鸵鸟政策嘛。
And so the ostrich likes to dig their head in the ground.
看不见就不危险了，对不对？
So if I don't see it, then it's not dangerous.
就像我们刚刚用那个比喻了，拿了罚单了。不想上法庭，就把罚单撕掉，把它丢到垃圾桶，把它烧掉，看不见。
Just like the example I gave earlier, that if you get a ticket, you might rip it up and burn it and get rid of it.
心里就平安了。
But then you'll have peace in your heart.
没有罚单了。
There's no more ticket.
我不会看到它，我就不高兴。
Since I don't have to see it, then I will not be unhappy.
为什么今天很多人不敢踏进教会，也不想踏进教会？
Why is it that some people do not want to and do not dare to step inside a church?
那他不想听到说我是个罪人这种道理啊。
Because they do not want to hear that the truth that they are sinners.
现在很多教会的讲台也不敢在布道的时候告诉信徒、告诉朋友们说你是个罪人。
There are many churches today that do not dare to say during their evangelical service that the people that are sinners.
今天很多布道家、电视的都是说哦，耶稣给你平安，信耶稣很多福气，对不对？
There are many evangelists that like to say,
你没什么就求什么，耶稣一定给你。你有信心，耶稣一定给你。
Whatever you pray for, the Lord will give you.
当然，这个也是一种福气。
Of course, this is a type of blessing.
但是这个不是福音的最根本的信息。
But this is not the essence of the gospel.
福音最根本的信息是什么？
What is the essence of the gospel?
主耶稣来到世上，第一句话是讲什么？
What did Jesus say when he What is the first thing that Jesus said when he came to the world?
跟使徒约翰来到世上的时候讲的是什么？
And what is it that John the Baptist has said when he came to the world?
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第三章啊。
Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
第二节。
Verse 2.
三章的第二节。一二三。
Chapter 3, verse 2.
And saying,
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
应当悔改。再来看马太福音四章十七节。
Let's also turn to chapter 4, verse 17.
马太福音四章十七节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
一二三。从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：天国近了，你们应当悔改。原来施洗约翰跟主耶稣基督来到世上所传的道理是一样。
So the message that John the Baptist gives is the same as what Jesus has given.
约翰是预备耶稣的道路。
John is the one who paves the way for Jesus.
耶稣就是神，成为人来到世上传福音。
And Jesus is God who has come into the flesh, into the world to preach.
告诉我们什么
？To tell us what?
天国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
什么叫天国
？What is heaven?
神要存在的地方，神要主权的地方，统治的地方就是天国。
The place that God has authority and rules is heaven.
你的心以前是有捆绑的，不舒服的，没有平安的。
In the past, your heart was bounded. It does not have peace.
这困局啊，就好像那只老鼠一样，田鼠一样，被困在里面了，出不来了。
This is this predicament, just like the hamster that is on the wheel and cannot come out.
除了空虚之外，你一辈子还活在罪当中，没有平安。
Aside from vanity, you do not have anything else, and you have no peace.
我们都被某一些东西捆绑住。
We are all bounded by something.
现在人呢，被科技、被手机、被罪恶捆绑住。
And people today are bounded by technology, by their phones, by their sin.
没有平安啊。
There's no peace.
你想想看，你真的有平安吗
？If you think about it, do you truly have peace?
今天的人电视看那么多，网络用那么多，心中有平安吗
？You see so much on television and there's so much on the internet. Do you have peace?
没有平安啊。
There's no peace.
美国被称为是这个失眠大国 ，insomnia, nation of insomnia.、
And America has become this nation of insomnia.
三到四成的人呢，根据某些统计，是晚上睡觉有问题了，睡不着了。
And three out of four people, when they're surveyed, they have insomnia.
心中太多烦恼的东西，太多不平安的东西啊。
There are too many things that they worry about in their heart.
但是神的国要进来。
But the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
神要进来你心里面做王，来统治你。
The kingdom of heaven wants to come into your heart to take authority over you.
要把平安还给你。
Wants to return peace to you.
要把喜乐还给你。
And to want to give you back joy.
因为主耶稣统治就有平安。
Because the authority of God spreads peace.
但是第一步是什么
？But what is the first step?
不是祈求啊，不是祈求啊。
It isn't to pray for something.
不是把问题丢给耶稣啊，耶稣我有问题啊。
It isn't to throw your problem at Jesus.
第一步是什么
？What is the first step?
你们再一起大家读哈，一二三。
Let's read it again.
你们应当悔改。哇，这句话很重哦。这句话很重，很 serious、啊。
This is a very serious statement.
耶稣说，约翰也说，第一件事情你们要先悔改。
And Jesus has said this, and John the Baptist has also says this to repent.
你想想看，我们没有达到神的标准多久了
？And have you thought about it? How far off have you been from the standard of God?
我们的思想没有达到神的标准。
Our thinking has not reached the standard of God.
我们的嘴巴没有达到神的标准。
Our lips have not reached the standard of God.
我们的眼睛没有达到神的标准。
And our eyes have not reached the standard of God.
我们的脾气没有达到神的标准。
Our temper has not reached the standard of God.
我们都是用自己的标准过生活。
We want to live our life according to our own standards.
很累啊。
It's very tiresome.
欲望很多，但是心里很不平衡。
You have many desires, but your heart is not at peace.
那现在要悔改啊。
But first, you need to repent.
悔改这个字的意思就是要 change direction， 要改变方向。
The word repent means to change directions.
就好像你开车，现在有 GPS 嘛，大家不用东南西北，你都会开车。
And nowadays, people have GPS. You do not need to go all over the place.
你要去哪里
？If you need to go somewhere,
它就 GPS 就告诉你了。
The GPS will help you.
但是如果你一开始你就转错了
，But in the beginning, you take the wrong turn.
怎么办
？What do you do?
GPS 就会教你啊 ，turn around if possible.转过来，转过来 ，make a U-turn， make a U-turn， 对不对
？GPS will tell you to turn around and make a U-turn。
那如果你不理它呢？它就一直讲。
And if you keep ignoring it, it'll keep saying it。
听说 GPS 刚出来的时候，日本发明 GPS 哦，那个 GPS 很厉害，它会骂人。
And I believe that in the beginning when GPS was invented, Japan invented this, and that the GPS will actually try to
Japan 的 GPS
rebuke you。
Japan 的
，It's from
日本的 GPS。
The Japanese GPS。
如果你不回转了，它就骂你，八嘎八嘎。
And so, if you don't,
就是笨蛋，笨蛋，你还在开，还在开
，fool，
对不对？我们人就是那么笨呢。
And so we are very foolish.
明明知道这个不是对的方向，明明知道越开越不对，就是不肯回转。
You obviously know that this is the wrong direction, but you do not repent.
啊，那个 GPS 就会骂他巴嘎巴嘎。
Then the GPS will call them
日文的笨蛋，我只会这个日文。
So this is the only Japanese I know.
但是如果人听了就回转，那就不是八嘎了，就不是笨蛋了。
And so if a person does listen and repents, then they are not fools.
但是如果你觉得自己没错，你自己走自己的道路，你就是个笨蛋。
But if you feel that you have not done anything wrong and continue to walk this path, then of course you are a fool.
天国都进了，耶稣都想进来了，但是你不悔改，耶稣怎么帮你？
The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It wants to come into you, but you do not. You reject it.
你还不承认自己是个罪人，神怎么帮你？
If you still don't acknowledge that you're a sinner, then how can God help you?
所以第一步。
So the first step.
人面对人生的困局。
When we face this life predicament.
切切实实在神面前悔改。
That sincerely before God, you need to repent.
神啊，我一辈子虽然大罪是没有。大罪不犯，但是小罪不断啊。
And you might say to the Lord, I have not committed great sins, but smaller sins I have not.
我因为我的个性的一些扭曲，我的软弱，我让自己很苦啊。
Because of some weaknesses in my own personality, I'm in so much torment.
我有一些隐藏的事情，我不敢给我家人知道，但是我自己很痛苦啊。
There are some hidden things that I do not share.Dare to share with my family, but I am in torment.
我有一些罪，我有一些坏习惯，我自己改变不了啊。
There are some bad habits that I cannot change on my own.
我家人都很讨厌我，我自己也很讨厌我自己啊。
My family members despise me, and I also despise myself.
向神承认。
Then you need to confess this to God.
在主耶稣面前悔改，这个才是。得离这个困局的第一步啊。
We need to repent before God, and this is the first step towards escaping this life predicament.
今天弟兄姐妹朋友们，你们愿意吗？
Our brothers and sisters, are you willing today?
如果你愿意，
if you are willing,
主耶稣基督今天就要来帮助你。
Then the Lord Jesus Christ will come to help you.
今天就要把这个困局、罪的困局、捆绑，把你释放出来。
He will come to help you so that he can release you from this predicament that you have.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书的第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
第七节。
Verse 7.
约翰一书第一章的第七节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 7.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
一二三。
But if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us all from sin. Cleanses all sin.
这里说，如果我们选择要行在光明中，
If we want to live in light,
我们跟神相交啊，
we are in fellowship with God,
就是跟神交流了，
this is to have communication with
God, 让主耶稣进来了，
to have Jesus Christ enter.
主耶稣答应了，他一定会洗我们的罪的，
and Jesus has promised that he will wash away our sins.
但是有一件事情我们要先做，
but there is one thing that we must first do.
第八节，
verse 8.
哦，一二三，
verse 8.
我们若说自己无罪， we deceive ourselves, 便是自欺，
and the truth is not in us.
真理不在我们心里了。好，你想骗自己吗？
Do you want to deceive yourself?
你一直骗，骗到最后，你还是要面对。
If you can continue to deceive yourself, but one day you still have to face it.
今天很多人一辈子都在骗自己。
And today there are many people that still deceive themselves.
觉得没问题啊，我人生没问题啊。
They feel that there is nothing wrong with their life.
你凭什么讲我？
What right do you have to talk about me?
但是如果我们诚实面对自己的时候，
But if we are honest and face ourselves,
我想有个改变。
I feel that there will be a change.
我想个性改变。
I think that your personality might change.
我想神来改变我。
I believe that God can change us.
承认自己的罪。
If you confess your own sins,
如果你不承认，真理就不在我们心里了。
If you do not confess, then you have no truth in you.
第九节
，verse 9，
一二三。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义，这是神的应许。
This is a promise that God has given.
透过他的爱子主耶稣基督来到世上。
Through his beloved son, Jesus Christ, he has come into this world.
为我们流出宝血。
To shed his precious blood for us.
洁净我们的罪。
To save us from our sins.
但是我们一定要先承认。
But we have to first acknowledge.
就算我们已经信了主了，这个不是给慕道者听哦。
Even if you are a believer, it is not just for true seekers.
我们不要以为说这个悔改啊、赦罪啊、道理啊是给慕道者听的，这个不是给慕道者听的。
And we feel that this message of repentance is only for true seekers. This is not true.
这个赦罪悔改是天天要进行的。
And this repentance that is necessary every single day.
就好像你昨天洗澡，今天要不要洗？
Just like how if you take a shower yesterday, do you need a shower today?
肯定要洗啊！昨天是昨天，今天要弄脏了，那也要等一下，也是要回家，也是要洗澡。
And of course, you have to shower every day because you'll get dirty.
所以我们天天在神面前反省自己。
So every day we need to daily reflect upon ourselves.
这个就是脱离困局的方法。
This is a way to escape from this life predicament.
愿神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.